40 years ago, an ark was being built on a vacant lot in Newark, New Jersey. Weighing 125 tons, it was built from the remnants of houses demolished in Newark's Central Ward. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the ark, and its mysterious creator is now the basis of a theater piece running this weekend in Philly.
The ark was never completed. But by the time the city of Newark forced Kia Tijuana to take it apart in 1987, it had already become a political flashpoint. Newark's Central Ward was seen as one of the most blighted in the country after decades of disinvestment and poverty. The city started a rebuilding process that would demolish entire neighborhoods, displacing thousands of people. Enter Tijuana. She started using the leftover demolition materials to build a massive boat rising three stories.
There was a big move towards urban renewal and making the city shiny, and the ark wasn't that, so it went away.
That is Philadelphia artist Sebastian Mundheim, the lead artist of Kia and the Ark. It's a performance piece that uses theater, dance, puppetry, sculpture, and song to tell the story of this enigmatic figure driven to make an equally enigmatic ark. Tijuana was a self-taught engineer who could be shifty about the facts of her own origin. Had she completed the Ark, it would have been on the scale of the Watts Towers in Los Angeles or the Magic Gardens in Philadelphia. Composer Daniel DeJesus said the memory of the Ark still acts as a symbol of urban defiance.
Her desire to find housing, really. I mean, I felt like that makes her a figure of our time, is this is someone who really believed in housing as a human right, fought for the housing of her neighbors, building her own home out of the homes of people who lost their homes.
Kia and the Ark was commissioned by the Art Yard in Frenchtown, New Jersey, where it debuted in 2023. This weekend's run at Theater Exile is the Philadelphia premiere. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.